This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. We often hear how hard it is for opioid drug users to find an open bed in that fleeting moment when they say, okay, I'm ready to try treatment. But what if the patient just wants a prescription for one of the meds that curb cravings and ease the sickness of withdrawal? A study out today finds that route to recovery can be very difficult as well. To help us understand why, we turn to the study's lead author, Dr. Michael Barnett of the Harvard Chan School of Public Health. Dr. Barnett, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The way this study was set up, you had two researchers pose as uninsured or Medicaid patients in six states with very high opioid overdose rates, including Massachusetts. Then these callers asked for an immediate appointment from a list of doctors and nurses who prescribe Suboxone, the generic name buprenorphine. And what happened?
A substantial number of them were actually not offering appointments at all because either they said they didn't accept the caller's insurance or they just simply weren't accepting patients anymore. We also asked, okay, when I get my first appointment with you, could I start Suboxone or buprenorphine that day? And a significant number of these prescribers who were actually offering appointments were not willing to actually commit to even the possibility of prescribing it that first day.
What was the average wait?
The majority of physicians were able to offer an appointment within less than a week. But addiction is a condition where we want to strike while the iron's hot. If somebody wants treatment, the best time to offer it is, you know, now.
Pulling back a bit, why do you think what your study found is happening?
So there are a number of factors that are contributing to this problem. Not only is there stigma against individuals who use opioids among the general population, but there's also stigma among providers. And even among providers who are actually prescribing buprenorphine, they often have an approach to prescribing it that doesn't necessarily fit the concept of harm reduction, which is trying to offer individuals with addiction the treatment that they're actually going to take, regardless of the difficult circumstances they find themselves in. So an example of that, you know, a clinician who thinks that patients need to demonstrate the capacity for sobriety and be reliable, those are things that, you know, might be better at assuring treatment success, but it really cuts out a lot of individuals with addiction who actually need help the most. And so physicians may have that perspective on how they want to treat people, but it's actually not what we really need from a public health standpoint, because individuals with addiction range the whole spectrum from being able to really engage in therapy to actually needing a lot of help to stay with treatment.
In a way, your study certainly seems to point in a bleak direction because of these significant lapses in catching people when they say they are ready to engage in the effort to stop addiction. But in your conclusion, you seem to suggest that improvements might be within reach?
Yeah, you know, I think there is kind of a pessimistic side to our study. But also, I think there can be a little bit of optimism, which is that if we have this group of providers who are actually, a lot of them are open for business and ready to see patients within a few days, it means that, you know, maybe we just need to kind of increase awareness of who is able to prescribe right now. And we can actually, in the very short term, just get patients who are looking for treatment in to see doctors who are prescribing.
What message do you most want policymakers to get from this study?
It seems that we have a system that is kind of failing in two directions. One is that we have prescribers who are actually being underused, it seems. On the other hand, we have enormous kind of informal barriers to patients finding these physicians, simply because I think no one has really tried to enable the technological solution, you know, just kind of an easy-to-browse website, for instance, that could make this more feasible and lower the barrier for patients. And that shouldn't be that hard of a solution for us to come up with.
Dr. Barnett, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Dr. Michael Barnett of the Harvard Chan School of Public Health. This is WBUR.